Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in Home and Services, Kids and Pets, Shows and Tours,
Get Fit and Makeover, or Restaurants and Romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and, because we love you, down the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
Hello, hello, Joy Pals. This is Lalo Tachikin inviting each and every one of you to take the short drive to nearby Yucca Valley for an intimate spiritual reading in my office at Casa del Monte.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joe.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It is Wednesday, September 28th. Let me tell you all the options you have for listening. If you're up early with me, you can listen to us on the legendary KWXY home of great music in the Coachella Valley for over 50 years. That would be 1340 AM and then two FM stations, 92.3 and 101.9 from 5 to 6. Then have a nice morning, have your breakfast, then wear ready chocolate and have lunch with me over at 920 AM where I started 26 years ago, and 99.1 FM at 12 noon. I am fond of saying, I don't care where you listen, where you eat. Yes, I do. I don't care where you listen, just so you do. And let me tell you the things you're going to hear in this hour that we're together. I've got the Desert Datebook and the Daily Datebook. Both are full of all kinds of community events that you won't see on the front page of the paper. We've always got mystery songs to entertain you, and we associate with Wink Martindale's Friday vintage visits when we're presenting our mystery songs. We've got great interviews, every aspect of life. We've got giveaways, presents for you, and that will work your way to the live audience wheel spin that we have every 3 or 4 months. And at the end of each hour of my show, we play my music, which makes me happy, and I hope it makes you happy. And then after all of that, we post everything to my website and my Facebook page. Please friend me. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And if you've got a question for one of our Joey English contributors, email me at joeychocolate@aol.com. There, that's the end of the monologue. Okay, you know the drill. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Joey pals, I can't stop laughing. Wednesday, September 28th is National Ask a Stupid Question Day. Boy, can I fulfill that. 24 hours. Okay, here's the Daily Datebook. Animal Samaritans presents Happy Tales. That's their adoption update. They featured Sunny Cool Cat one time, but it's out now. And they're also talking about Homes for Dogs, which is an adoption vehicle in cooperation with Coldwell Banker through September 30th if you need a doggy. So check it all out at animalsamaritans.org. DAP Health and Revival Store says, please vote for best furniture and best resale store. And I believe you can vote often. It's not like, or maybe it is like all our other elections. We'll get back to you about that. That runs through the 30th of September. And this is the contest that's run through the Desert Sun. There, if you vote in 25 categories, you're eligible to win $500. Check it all out at DesertSun.com. Palm Springs Leather Pride presents Plunge, the official pool party of Palm Springs Leather Pride, today and tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's at CCBC. That's that wonderful resort at 68300 Gay Resort Drive in Cathedral City. The website is PSLOD.org. Here come the legendaries. Wink Martindale presents his vintage visit with the legendary Dick Clark, Part 2. And we know that our own Rick Ferns worked with Dick Clark, so it's all about Dick and Rick and Wink from 1 to 3 p.m. today on the legendary KWXY radio. That's 1340 a.m. and 92.3 and 101.9 FM. So check it all out at winkmartindale.org. Okay, Joey pals, two of your favorites. Actually, five of your favorites in this day's programming. We're building up to Mr. Community and, I lost my list, and Nona Watson, the president of the Palm Springs Chamber. The police chief for the city of Palm Springs is in the house. And we're going to start off with Lee Rice from Eisenhower Health.
Hi, Joey. How are you?
I'm good, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing well.
The girl with the best hair in the Coachella Valley. It's naturally curly. We hate her.
We do.
Who'd you bring today?
I brought the incomparable Allison Mayer Sachs, who is the community outreach director at the Eisenhower Lucy Kirchy Cancer Center. And she's here to talk to us about a lecture series, sort of give us the background on it and what's coming up.
But I get to play my game first.
Yes.
Allison Mayer Sachs. What is MSW?
Master's of Social Work. Master's degree.
Okay. What's LSW?
Licensed Social Worker.
OSW-C?
Oncology Social Worker Certified.
FAOSW. This is a family show, you know. FAOSW.
That means I'm a fellow of the Association of Oncology Social Work.
My goodness. And then you are the director of the Community Outreach and Cancer Support Services for the Lucy Kirchy Cancer Center at Eisenhower.
It takes forever. Just introduce me,
Joey. I'm sorry, your time is up.
Yeah, but I so love being here with you. It's my favorite thing to do.
Okay, tell us again, Lee, what you wanted to talk about, if we can focus her now.
Well, she's actually going to announce something that's happening starting this month, this next month,
October.
And from here on out. And so she's just going to talk to us about a new lecture series and what that means for the community and who it's named after and a little background on it.
Here's Allison.
Thank you so much. And I really am. I can't even begin to explain how delighted I am and touched I am to be able to share with everyone that starting in October, we will be launching the Selby Dunham Community Lecture Series. And you know, many of your listeners, Joey, and I wish y'all could see that gorgeous face of Joey's because she knows who we're talking about. Many know Selby Dunham. For those of you who don't, this was and continues to be an extraordinary presence in our valley. This is a woman who was diagnosed with cancer, oh gosh, I think it was 2005, who in the middle of a summer was getting her chemotherapy and looked around and realized how lucky she was because people who loved her had driven her there. People who loved her were waiting to drive her home. People who loved her drove and went food shopping for her, and did everything she needed as a cancer patient. And she realized, unfortunate experience for her, but what can she do to make a difference for those people who didn't have that loved one, that person, to drive and take care of them?
Wow.
So Selby, being a pro golfer, returned to Bighorn Country Club and went, okay, guys, okay, girls, what are we doing about this? This is not okay. And she launched BAM, B-A-M, for Behind a Miracle. And if I tell you that over the course of, I don't know, the last
15 years.
Thank you, Lee. Thank you,
Almost
Lee.
Almost 15 years, I believe.
So.
Yeah.
In founding Bighorn BAM, she literally has transformed local cancer care by providing so much funding for diagnosis, for treatment, and for patient care.
For diagnosis, for treatment, and for patient care.
If you've had a mammogram at the Eisenhower Schnitzer Novak Breast Center, it's most likely because of the funds that have been raised by Bighorn Behind a Miracle.
Yes.
And, you know, and so many times I'll be watching, because one of the stories that always got me that Selby would talk about was she was undergoing her radiation therapy. And radiation therapy, basically, you go every single day for 6 weeks.
And 5 days a week.
Five days a week, you go every single day. And so she's there, and there was a woman there, a patient, who was talking to her about some sores that you get, I guess, when you undergo radiation. And Selby said, you know, I use aloe vera. And so she came back the next day because she brought an aloe vera plant for this woman. The woman wasn't there. And so she asked the staff, you know, what happened? Is she okay? And she didn't have a ride.
See.
And so Selby was again inspired. This is already after she's already donated.
Started band.
Yeah. And she said, well, that's, you know, under her watch, that's not going to happen. And so then they raised the money for transportation. And now we have a fleet of BAM vans. And it's amazing. So people can get a ride if they don't have the funds. The funds maintain the vans, provide the drivers. It's truly
a miracle.
A miracle. Absolutely.
Bring every. I like Selby's name because it's S E L B
Y
Y. I've never heard that name anywhere else. Isn't that unique?
Me neither.
In so many levels.
A unique person. You know, again, there are many people in this valley who, for a variety of reasons, be they financial or they live alone or how ill they are, or family members who can't be there for them. You know, we always, like, you know, I'm an old oncology social worker by training.
Let me add that to your list.
Oh, please.
Old. O-O-C-W. Old Oncology Social Worker. S-W.
So I always say, listen, we want all that best treatment. We want all that best care. We want everything. I mean, honestly, over 15 years, Bighorn BAM has donated more than $9.4 million to Eisenhower Lucy Kirchhe Cancer Center.
Can you imagine missing your life saving radiation or chemotherapy because of the price of gas or you don't have a car? It's horrific.
And that happens, Joey. My friends tell me that all the time in
big
cities.
That depresses you, and what does that do? That's not good for your cancer treatment.
Well, it's certainly not, because we
depression.
Know when people are depressed and sad, they don't follow up, they don't eat well, they don't keep their appointments, they don't communicate well.
They don't have hope.
So here's the thing. If you can't get to all that wonderful life-saving treatment, what's the point?
Exactly.
We got to get you there. So our friend Selby Dunham was just extraordinary. But you know what else? She and you know, for those of you listening, it was Selby. She spearheaded. She was our leader, but she had a whole army behind her. What an incredible group of people who stood behind her to raise all these funds. Listen to this.
Okay.
Listen, Joey.
I'm in the business.
Listen.
I'm in the business of listening.
So they helped fund more than 30 pieces of equipment.
Goodness.
At Lucy Kirchhe. They helped fund a state-of-the-art linear accelerator in radiation. That's what shoots the radiation to cure that cancer. 3D mammogram system. 3D breast biopsy system. Software to go with all of that and assist our radiologist. Breast ultrasound technology. Scholarships. Well, I can keep going on and on and on.
Research.
Research.
The
research.
Big R.
Yeah, right there.
And then BAM provided also for our oncology physician researchers and the research team to sustain 6 new clinical trials for 3 years in our affiliation with UC San Diego and National Cancer Institute Cancer Center. You can't do better than that. You just can't.
So in the time we have left, how are you honoring her going forward?
We are honoring Selby. It is our honor. It is my honor to say that Eisenhower Health launches the Selby Dunham Community Lecture Series. So every time you walk into Eisenhower Lucy Kirchhe Cancer Center for a lunch and learn with the expert, for education, for a lecture on treatment, on prevention, on whatever, it's going to be under Selby's name.
Isn't that precious?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
My goodness. What have the rest of us done, you know? Do you look for people to drive? Are you looking for volunteers in those programs? No,
these are paid positions completely supported.
Funded and taken care of.
You know, I heard the head of in our foundation one day, Laura Fritz, said, Selby Dunham took a personal tragedy and turned it into a community triumph.
Lemonade.
Right? We know a little about that, don't we, Joey?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah, we do.
Bless your heart for what you're doing. We know all your titles. What's your title, Lee, over there at Eisenhower?
I'm media coordinator and communication specialist. I can't even get the word out.
Yeah, she's a really good communicator.
Yeah. She talks good, that girl.
Oh, bless your heart. What great news you brought us. And people don't have to sign up for these. They just walk in there, and it's going on. It's ongoing. And all of them are probably up on the website.
Yeah, Eisenhower Health. And then on there, you'll see a space for calendar.
Calendar.
So, yeah.
Great news.
Yeah, so it's really just wonderful. October's Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
So there was no better time than to start that to honor her and to just sort of, you know, make sure everyone knows who's bringing these lectures to them.
Exactly. Bless your heart. It's Joey English along with Allison Mayer-Sachs and Lee Rice. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.